Residents in Seafield are appealing for action to be taken to address accessibility issues. A lack of parking on the road out towards Seafield Pier has led to cars being parked en route, severely limiting access. Locals are particularly concerned that if the emergency services were needed, that they would not be able to get through, something which has happened in the area before. Money had been afforded to create a coordinated car park. However, there have been objections and the local authority haven't yet proceeded. So to discuss this further, I am joined by Councillor Killian Murphy, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor from Kilkee, and also a Caoimhleach of the West Clare Municipal District, of which Seafield is a part of. Good morning to you, Killian. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I suppose, can you tell us how long this accessibility issue has been an issue out in Seafield Pier Beach direction?
Look, I mean, I suppose we're looking at a particularly beautiful beach. We're looking at a particularly narrow access road into it, and that's historically been the case for an awful long time. And the other thing I think that's worth pointing out, that it's actually a working pier for fishermen as well. So, you know, there's quite a lot going on in that space. And of course, when we get weather like we're getting at the minute, places like that are extremely attractive and no one could fault them. But at the end, the other side of it is there are very few, I suppose, official facilities there, from the parking point of view and stuff like that. And that is a challenge for us. I mean, I know funding was allocated to develop a car park, but we cannot develop on private land, and there is a bit of an issue there, I think, with regards to some commonage and people who own it. So we just can't literally steamroll in there and just lay out a car park. You know, we have to have landowners on board with this. So that's, I think, really where the crux of the matter is.
Yeah, and we'll get to that car park part of the issue in just a little bit, Killian. But you mentioned that it's a narrow, I suppose, road down towards the pier, the beach. You've got a number of different people trying to use it. And I'd imagine also at this time of year, it's when it's at its busiest, at its height. So you have people looking to go to the beach. You probably have locals trying to go down there as well. And then you have fishermen as well. So it's a lot of people trying to access a narrow thoroughfare.
Yeah, and farmers, you know. So, you know, I mean, it is, you know, bounded by farmland for all intents and purposes. So, you know, there is a lot of people that have a requirement to use this space. And, I think everybody, you know, there isn't a beach in the West Coast, not to mind the West Coast of Clare, that hasn't, you know, isn't facing this kind of a challenge. I mean, even in Kilkee at the minute, with the huge amount of parking available in Kilkee, we're still seeing the same issue. So, I mean, there's just this, I think Irish people have really embraced the staying at home holiday. And of course, with the way the weather is, you know, everything is being pushed to its limit. And I have huge sympathy for everyone involved there. It's a particularly difficult spot, I suppose, to get to, albeit very worthwhile when you get to it at the end, because it is a spectacular beach.
Killian, how long has this been an issue?
Sorry, my dog going mental in the background here.
You're okay.
He's all very excited.
We take opinions from everybody, Killian, even canines.
I'll translate here. This is an ongoing issue. You know, I'm a councillor for only 2 years, so I mean, as long as I'm a councillor, I'm aware that this is an issue. And even before, as a regular citizen of the county, I would know that on specific days, like with the weather we're getting, it just pushes the capacity of these places completely outside their limits. There's no doubt if it was tipping rain for the next 6 weeks, we wouldn't be hearing a word about it. But that, you know, we do have to cater for this type of weather, and we do have to cater for the volumes of people that are here, and we have to plan for it. I've certainly had discussions inside with our own engineering staff and the senior team as to how do we develop out these blue flag beaches. We need to put in place long term plans. So, you know, we're looking at doing the same thing in White Strand and Dunbeg, where you say, right, we know that these jobs have to be done to keep the standard of a blue flag beach up, and we understand the money isn't going to be there to do it all in one go. we do have to have a plan, and we do have to be able to say to the community up there that we have a plan for this place, and this is how it's going, and work with them, because, you know, it can't be our plan. Ultimately, it needs to, the plan needs to come from the community, and the council would certainly, you know, be there to guide it and support it. But it's very hard for the council, and indeed as a councillor, to step into a space where not everybody's in agreement with how something should proceed. So, you know, that's the challenge. You know, not one I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of. You know, I'm not going to walk away from it. But it is certainly a challenge. But for the resource that's there and the amenity that's there, we certainly need to do. We certainly need to deliver on a strategic plan for it. So we know that over the next 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it is, there's going to be X done every year. Or, you know, when funding streams come on board, we know that we can take that plan for this piece of, for this beach, and get some money to do that piece of work.
And Killian, is it that there is just no parking in the vicinity, or that there are some car parks but they're just a bit too far away for people to park up and walk down to the pier or beach? What is the parking situation? Clearly it's not
totally inadequate.
Totally
inadequate. And I mean, what has been used currently as car parking is, you know, it's kind of by default people have been parking there, and it's kind of a smooth flat area. You know, and that again brings its own challenge, because, you know, it doesn't actually belong to the council. It's private property. So if there is an issue on it, well, where does the liability fall? You know, so all of those type of things do need to be thrown into the mix when decisions are being made as to whether people have access or not. But, you know, I mean, I would see it here also in Tiki. You know, people want to park at the water's edge. You know, so that we do have to be able to, you know, we do have to be asking, I suppose, appealing to people, saying, look, yes, a couple of hundred metres walk, but, you know, predominantly the thing that has to sit over all else is that if there's an incident on the beach and the emergency services can't get to it, you know, that's a real problem. And, you know, we've had that, you know, we see that in Kiki, even as a town with all its parking. Look, you know, there are other beaches in the county that are exactly the same. Yeah. You know, we can't cope with the amount of people that come when we get this type of weather. And especially given COVID and the amount of stay at home we're seeing, and the amount of messaging around get out, get into the fresh air. So look, I suppose it is a perfect storm. But we do, I think, need to sit down, you know, with the community and say, okay, this is an issue for you as a wider community, and we need to sort it out. But we can't just steamroll over it. We have to be, I suppose, supported in that with a clear plan from within the community and an idea as to where these facilities might go. You know, so it's not just good enough for me as a councillor, or indeed any of the staff in the council, to put their finger on the map and say, look, that's the place we need to put a car park. You know,
I mean, you mentioned difficulties for emergency services accessing that if they needed to, and perhaps that has cropped up in the past. But also for fishermen, I mean, trying to make their livelihood, having to deal with that on, I would imagine, a daily basis or near daily basis, and particularly at the height of the summer as we're in now, extremely stressful for them.
I mean, look, I mean, I'm an ex-fisherman. I used to fish for a living. I know full well, you know, you leave very early in the morning, and, you know, you might be getting back to shore after a 12, 14-hour day. Yeah. And the last thing you need when you're about to tighten up at the pier after doing 12 or 14 hours from the early morning is to discover that you can't get your fish out, and you can't get your car back out to go home. And like, you know, same thing. Farmers, I would see farmers. I mean, I see certain beaches here, you know, west of us here in Kiki, where people just park, and literally they are abandoning their cars. They're just abandoning their cars and the side of the road. And I'm, you know, with silage cutting, hay cutting, and farmers and machinery trying to get, you know, out of fields that have been blocked off by people who park their cars You know, it just does leave for a very fraught and not a very pleasant experience for everybody. So whether it's locals or visitors, nobody wants to have a stand-up row with a member of the local community because you're blocking their house or you're blocking their... And look, I suppose the other side is, I would hear this sort of, you know, this is not just a beach place. There are similar stories happening over in East Clare, you know, our walking trails in the winter time, some of our walking trails were being so used, and they're not really capable of dealing with the amount of people that want to use them and get out. It's a huge piece of work, and unfortunately, there isn't a very quick fix. And I mean, certainly, could we put traffic enforcement up there and tickets? But I don't know if that's the correct solution either, because I don't know whether we can, if you understand me. And that's just, I don't actually know whether we can legally. So, and I'm certainly going to go off and find out whether we can or not. But I still don't think that that's the correct solution. You know, it is more about education, and maybe we need to start thinking about, you know, and I know this sounds a bit crazy, but you know, maybe we need to start thinking about park and ride, so that the village of Quilty sees the benefit of people being in around the village, and they get we have some sort of system where they're brought out to the beach. That's just a bit of an off the wall suggestion, but we do need to start thinking outside of the box to resolve these issues, because unfortunately, hard infrastructure and rights of way and dealing with landowners about public access are long processes, and some of them have statutory guidelines, and they're just, you know, they're not, there's no quick fix. And I suppose the other side of it is, if we have 4 days, 3 days, two more days more of sunshine, and it starts wheeling with rain for the rest of the summer, we won't be having this discussion anymore. So we do have to, I suppose, be realistic with what we can do. But I mean, I would fully support the Tidy Towns group up there. I think they're doing an amazing job, and I think that they really do have a plan. But I think we just need to be able to sit down and say, right, well, how can we facilitate this, and where are the challenges and where are the blockages, and work through those. And ultimately, discussion is the only way you're going to get through that.
I have to say, Killian, the park and ride suggestion, you say it's an off-the-wall suggestion, but it doesn't sound too bad to me on initial hearing. As you say, Quilty would feel the benefit of people being there, but then it would take the stress away for visitors to Seafield Pier and Beach and trying, because I'm sure it's stressful trying to find a parking space along that road and, you know, squeeze your car in and to take that stress out. And then they get to the destination they want to go to. So everyone's a winner there. It certainly sounds more plausible than education, because with education, that's a more long-term approach, and by the sounds of it, the residents have had enough, and whatever solution is going to be arrived at needs to be arrived at in the near future, not the medium to long term.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, and I'm certainly willing to have a chat with any of the lads up there. I mean, there may well be somebody who has a 5-acre field that would be more than happy to provide parking. I don't know the answer to that, but that's certainly a discussion, and I mean, I'd be more than happy to facilitate or to sit in the middle of all that discussion and interface between the community and ourselves inside the executive and the administration. But we do, I suppose, you know, we do need to start coming up with solutions rather than just waving a stick around at the problems. Maybe I'm not so off the wall altogether.
Well, now we know why you're a councillor, because you've got positive solutions.
I suppose that is one thing that I tend to see. Look, if we're sitting around the table discussing problems, we're not going to get anywhere. We need to put the solutions up on the table and tease out whether or not they're achievable or not.
Okay.
As I said, and I've spoken to the group up there, I'm available all the time to say.
I think we have lost you, Killian. Are you there? No, we have lost Killian's line, but I think right around that point we were going to leave it anyway. That was Councillor Killian Murphy, Fianna Fáil councillor from Kilkee, and of course he's Cathaoirleach of the West Clare Municipal District, of which Seafield is a part of. We're going to return to what we were speaking about at the outset of the show, which was the accessibility issues at Seafield Pier and Beach. And joining us now is Michael Neenan. Michael is chair of Seafield Tidy Towns. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Alan.
Michael, it's a popular spot, Seafield Pier and Beach, clearly, and at this time of year, and with this particular summer, we're going to be breaking the 30-degree barrier pretty soon, by the sounds of it, is leading to, I would imagine, a lot of cars being parked up along the route there.
Well, as you said, Alan, it's a beautiful beach, but the facilities and the road leading to the beach is too narrow, and there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a traffic jam there and no car could get in or out. And if we had an accident there, an emergency, we wouldn't be able to get an ambulance in. So what we're looking for is a car park with a turntable at the end of it. And but if to start off, we need to widen the road, and there's barbed wire along the side of the boat road, and it's very both sides of the road, and it's very, very dangerous for families and their kids walking. And there's as much walking back there as cars go back. And we are concerned as a community here about, we don't want an accident, Alan, and we're calling now on our and the council and the councillors to step up and look after us back here, because as I said, it's a beautiful beach and the health and safety is very, very important.
Yeah, a couple of suggestions were mooted by Councillor Killian Murphy earlier. He mentioned, you know, maybe education, that's a more maybe a more long-term solution, or possibly some sort of a park and ride from Quilty maybe. Would that be workable? This is in lieu of a car park being built.
Well, Quilty is a long way, you know, from Seafield for to walk. Like, if people come to they drive to the beach and they would.
But as a park and ride, Michael, you could park up in Quilty and get a bus or something to Seafield.
Hey, look, it'd be a short term solution, I suppose. It's better than nothing. But we also, you know what I mean. We would like the road to be widened, Alan, and we would also. We have a few issues. We were promised toilets and the bins there, because there's a lot of rubbish left for the people, and because they've nowhere to put it, you know, and some don't take it away with them. So we need a toilet there. We need a bins there, and we can look at the car park. Then I know that could be a long term issue, but in the meantime, the park and ride could be okay. But it wouldn't be totally satisfactory. Alan, you know, but we would look at it and we would see what they're suggesting. But what we don't want is this to sit on this and everything to break down, and we come back and we look at this and the summer will be gone. And I don't think it would take too long to put toilets in there and put bins in there, and then we would look at the road. Now, there is funding for the car park, and you know, I mean, if they can't go ahead with that, at least widen the road and give them a space back there where they can turn around and come back out, because it's dangerous as they're walking with their families. And it's frustrating, Alan. There's a great community here. As you said, we have a Tidy Towns committee now, and we want to work with the council. We want to work with the Tidy Towns. We want to work with the environmental people. And but we need cooperation, Alan. You know, and.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know what I mean, and we're grateful to you for giving us this exposure today, and hopefully we get the message out there, because the whole community is waiting for it, and we're a large community here, and it's a beautiful beach, and there's lifeguards back there as well, I think, till the end of September. So, but when they arrive, there's no facilities. And look, if you arrive here, and, you know, if you see that the beach is clean and tidy, and there's facilities there, you will leave it tidy and clean after, you know what I mean, and what we, as a Tidy Town, we will make sure that's tidied up, whatever is left after, you know what I mean. But we want the council to work with us, and we want the councils to work with us and put the facilities in place, because we're forgotten about, Alan, back here, to tell you the truth. We're working on this now for quite a while, and we need action now.
Michael, as I mentioned earlier, we have sent in a request for a statement to the council, but I would imagine as chair of the Tidy Towns Committee there in Seafield, the fact that rubbish is being left behind, litter, is of a particular annoyance to you. Now, I suppose, ultimately, as we've discussed the issue of litter being left in other scenic holiday spots around Clare over the last number of weeks on the show, but, you know, ultimately it comes down to personal responsibility. But is it a case that there is an insufficient number of bins, or just there are absolutely no bins along the Pier Beach area?
There's no bins, Alan. There's no facilities whatsoever. No bins, no toilets. As I said, a lot of people responsible, some of them will take the rubbish home with them, but more of them will dump it because there's no bins. You know, we're trying to negotiate bins. We were promised them. We were promised them, you know. And this can be done in other places. And fairly like 5 or 6 years ago, there was a lot of people on the streets in Dublin and Cork. They had bins there the following day. You know, it would not take a lot for the council to come and bring bins. We need to start. We need to start somewhere. And then we will sit down with them. And if we can't get the car park straight away, we need to widen the road. The barbed wire is totally dangerous. It would rip you. It would rip a kid there. And it's on both sides of the road. On the beach, leading to the beach. So that has to be got rid of, and the road could be widened very easily. And the road is in bad repair anyway now. So really and truly, we need action now, Alan. You know, and it's as I said, disappointing and frustrating.
Okay, your frustration is palpable, Michael. But thanks for joining us on that, and we'll see if anything happens in terms of widening the road or some sort of park and ride from Quilty or whatever it might be. A solution is needed, but that's Michael Heenan, who's chair of Seafield Tidy Towns.